Impact of the economy. Property values in the United States and elsewhere climbed dramatically from 2000 to 2006. In the mind of many homeowners, the primary residence became more of an investment than a place to live. Loose credit standards fueled the boom. Subprime mortgages, stated income loans, and low documentation loan products made purchasing a home possible for millions of individuals who previously would not have qualified for a mortgage. Easy credit expanded the pool of available buyers, which in turn drove prices even higher. The availability of easy credit drove a boom in home equity lending, with many homeowners viewing their home as an easy access ATM. Home ownership rates in the United States peaked in 2004 at 69.2%. This percentage had remained remarkably stable for the last 20 years, and the rate continued to climb in the early years of the Great Recession. As the housing bubble began to burst, many homeowners found that they were unqualified and overmortgaged with few options. Foreclosures began to skyrocket in 2008 in what became the biggest market adjustment in history. As lenders and investors panicked, they withdrew from the mortgage lending business. As mortgage funds dried up, the economic slide accelerated as the demand for housing collapsed. The rise in unemployment, mortgage defaults, and the resulting wave of foreclosures brought the percentage down to 65.3% in the third quarter of 2013. Factors contributing to that decline included rising unemployment during the recession, lax credit standards, subprime loans, low or no doc loans, adjustable rate mortgages with high initial rate adjustments, secure and fair enforcement for Mortgage Licensing Act of 2008. On July 30, 2008, President Bush signed the Housing and Economic Recovery Act of 2008, Public Law 110-289, HERA, into law. HERA was designed to assist with the recovery and revitalization of America's residential housing market, from the modernization of the Federal Housing Administration to foreclosure prevention and enhancing consumer protections. The Safe and Secure Fair Enforcement for Mortgage Licensing Act, SAFE Act, SAFE, is a key component of HERA. The SAFE Act is designed to enhance consumer protection and reduce fraud by encouraging states to establish minimum standards for the licensing and registration of state-licensed mortgage loan originators and for the Conference of State Bank Supervisors, CSBS, and the American Association of Residential Mortgage Regulators, AARMR, to establish and maintain a nationwide mortgage licensing system and registry for the residential mortgage industry. The federal government, which has long ignored the residential lending industry, is now committed to ensuring that all citizens are treated fairly. These reforms make permanent, uniform national standards for licensing mortgage loan originators in the United States. From 2010 to the present day, the market has gradually recovered, and lenders have returned to the residential mortgage market. The initial expansion was a measured one, with lenders applying stricter underwriting standards than those that were in place during the early 2000s. With lenders returning to more conservative underwriting standards, obtaining a mortgage loan was a bit more challenging than in the late 1990s and early 2000s, particularly for first-time homebuyers. Underwriting standards began to be more relaxed in 2014 with the return of some subprime mortgages and conventional loans with low down payment requirements. Various financing incentives and down payment assistance programs are available to first-time homebuyers. A first-time homebuyer is an individual who has never owned a home. Depending on the program, a first-time homebuyer also includes one who has not owned a home in the past 2 or 3 years.